Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Gilles Dalmé, the Director for International Programming at the Kennedy Center.
Yes, and we are talking about a very, very exciting, like, 2-week festival that's coming to the Kennedy Center. It's called Reach to Forest, obviously, incorporating the Reach, part of the venue you have there at Kennedy Center. I want to go into all their events. There's so many cool events, and we'll try to group them together. But before we even do that, like, just start with like an overview of, how did this idea come about? Is this, is this a world premiere at the Kennedy Center, or has this been kind of staged at somewhere else before?
So the Kennedy Center, we have now a 10-year plan to address arts and environment. So we started with the festival last year that was called River Run, when we are addressing water, rivers, oceans, so all the kind of environmental challenges that we are facing with water. So this is the second edition that we are addressing forests. Next year we're going to address space, and later on we're going to address icebergs and all the glaciers. So far this is the second edition, but we have a plan that will go throughout these 10 years. So this is the first one that everything is happening at the Reach, at the Kennedy Center, at the Reach campus. That is our new campus that has nearly 5 years old, with a lot of opportunities for performances and outdoors activations, but also exhibits, workshops. So there's a lot of other opportunities that we have in different spaces than the main building of the Kennedy Center. So the entire festival, and that's the title, Reach the Forest, is going to happen during these 2 weeks, addressing forests, trees, the relationship between man, forest, wildlife, and a lot of different ways. So we are using all kind of medias that we are more familiar, and we are doing a lot of collaborations and partnerships with the scientists and experts, other institutions, so that we can offer a very thoughtful and meaningful festival that it will be really a balance between arts and the environment, and we'll be able to bring awareness of what is going on with forests, with our environment, and provide a lot of exciting programs that will engage people with this cause.
I love it. The intersection of arts and forestry. I love it, and nature. And one more thing before we dive into the events, like, remind us why it's important to shine a light on the forests of the world. Like, what percentage of the Earth's land do forests, occupy, and how much, life, species do they support? That give me some cool numbers.
So 60% of the population nowadays, that their habitats are forests, are indigenous people. We unfortunately are going to many, many different challenges in terms of deforestation, in terms of lack of conservation and preservation. So, and forests, we think about forests, but we have also urban forests. We have the tropical forests. We have the rainforests. We have all different kinds of forests. But we have to think about our day-to-day also, right? In cities, the importance of forests, the importance of trees to naturally fight and come and the way that they are helping us to fight climate change. So when we talk about forests, we're talking about trees, of course, but we're talking also about wildlife, and we're talking also about the people of the forest, which is one of our focus on the festival, the indigenous people, and they are the stewards, and they are the people that really are telling us the importance to preserve forests, but also they wisely know how to live with forests. And I think that's what is the main point, right? It's not that they in their way to think, they are the forest. They don't have a separation between themselves and forests, or themselves or wildlife. So I think that's a very important concept, that forests are not distant from us, right? They are part of the planet. They are very, very important part of the planet, and we are all in this together. So
And speaking of us all in this together, I think Alicia Adams has joined the call. Can you hear us?
Yes, my name is Alicia Adams. I'm the Vice President for International Programming and Dance here at the Kennedy Center.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into some of the cool events and installations and stuff that are coming as part of Reach to Forest. Let's group them together by categories. So let's start with the culinary events. What sort of stuff do we have, you know, for foodie forestry?
Well, it's very exciting that we are bringing a chef from the Amazon to key up or to handle the culinary events that we will have here at the Kennedy Center, which include a couple of specially prepared dinners. It includes a special menu in the restaurant and in our cafe, and an opportunity for people to actually learn about it. We're doing one program called Culinary Diplomacy, where students that are participating in a project with the Department of Labor learn how to cook through various opportunities here in Washington, whether it's the chefs at other embassies or, in our case, with the chef that we're bringing in from the Amazon, that they will actually, as a cool thing to do, get to work with the chef, get to work with in the kitchen, and also to get to participate in a discussion with him about the work. So I think that is fantastic that we are doing this. And you know, the culinary has been a part of all of the festivals that I have done over the past couple of decades. And it is one of the things that people are very, very interested in, because the culinary really tells a story, tells a story about the culture, tells a story about the geography of the land and what it produces. It tells a story about the people. And those are ideas and stories that we very much want to get across in terms of the festival.
Great. Yeah. Educational and delicious at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome. All right. Well, how about kids and family events? If we got some people, some parents listening to this, that they're looking for something maybe to bring the family to, or their young ones, what all they have in store for that?
Right. I'm going to throw this to Gilda, because she has worked really hard on this part. Anishwar Kunchala, of course, you know, is the person, the young man, young no, young boy, he's 9 years old, that we have named to as the ambassador for the festival for the next 3 years. And he will be spearheading several events with students. But I'm going to let Gilda tell you more about that.
So we're going to start from Thursday to Sunday. It is an unbelievable performance by giant puppets from a company from Quebec. They are 18 feet tall, each one, and they are two trees. And Whoa. These two trees are trying to heal the earth. So it's called acupunk. So there are trees that are trying to use acupuncture to heal the planet. It's striking. It's something that you don't want to miss. It's going to be outdoors at the plaza at the Kennedy Center, and we're going to have also some food trucks. So this is something that you must see. This is a company that has been producing puppets for Cirque du Soleil. They have a huge warehouse in Quebec where they produce puppets for companies all over the world. So they are here at the Kennedy Center. Is a US premiere, so you don't want to miss it. And they're going to perform in the evenings, and there's also be a performance also Sunday. So this is a must. You don't need to register, you just need to come and enjoy. This Sunday, the 25th, we have a whole Forest Youth Day. So this is a partnership that we have with the U.S. Forest Service. So from 11 to 4, we have all kind of different activities. We have film screenings, we have hands-on craft, we have lots of giveaways. We also going to have Smokey the Bear here that will be present. So
the actual Smokey is going to be coming. How did you fit time in his busy schedule to come to D.C.?
I know. He said it was a very, very special opportunity. So he's going to be here at the Kennedy Center for the U.S. Forest Day. We're going to have activities like poetry, so kids can write poems. We have a lot of demonstrations also that are going to be happen. So just come and enjoy a lot of this. We have some.
Tell them about Anishwar, Gilda.
Yes, Anishwar Kunchala will be here. Anishwar Kunchala is our first Kennedy Center Arts and Environment Ambassador. He's 9 years old.
A youth ambassador.
Youth ambassador, right.
Yeah. And he will be telling kids about his expedition to the Arctic. He has been at the Arctic and he wrote a book about it that he also will launch in our environmental book fair that will happen on March 2nd. But on the Youth Forest Day, he will be telling all about the expedition. You can see a little film about an issuer in the Arctic. So that will be very, very exciting. He will be doing book signing about his book that he's launching here with us. All the first grades will get free passes for any park in the US.
Whoa.
So this is a special promotion that we have. And we
You have to come to Reach the Forest to get that free pass.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You have to come. And this is for not only the kid, but also the parents. I believe each pass, you can have four people for any park here in the US. So we're very excited about that. There are going to be also some lectures. There are going to be also some lots of giveaways, actually. So anytime that you come between 11 and 4, you're going to have the opportunity to enjoy it. We have a reading lounge that we create. So in that reading lounge, we have books in all different languages. So actually, we have a partnership with embassies here in DC that donated environmental books for kids. So you have a chance to enjoy the booking lounge and enjoy the books. There are a lot of magazines that you can take home. So it's a whole day with a lot of fun. Just come and enjoy. I hope that the weather looks like it's going to be a beautiful weather during the weekend. So that is a must. And next weekend, the book fair is the first environmental book fair. So we're going to have a market where you can find books for kids, all ages, about the environment. And you're also going to have workshops. You're going to have book readings. Anisha is going to be also there. You're going to have opportunity for crafts, and you have live demonstrations outside in the plaza. So it's another very special day for families and kids here at the Reach the Forest.
One thing she didn't mention is the dome.
Yes, we have something very special that we have a portable dome. So we have the opportunity to have immersive films, 360 degrees projections at the River Pavilion at the Reach. So we have two different programs. We have a program that are for kids that will happen in the weekends, The Life of Trees. And we have another program in the evenings for adults that is a very, very inspiring and special moment. It's the image of the Northern Lights in Canada. And there's a pianist, Canadian-Ukrainian pianist, that created the soundtrack for this experience. So you have the bing bags, and you have these projections. It's almost like a little planetarium. Very, very inspiring. And so it's a great chance for families to enjoy, to reflect on nature. So I really recommend that they have this experience. So they have these two programs that we are very excited to show that at the Kennedy Center.
Wow, the immersive cinema dome. That's going to be really cool. All right. Well, how about art installments? Because there's a whole block of stuff on the website dedicated to the art installations. And I want to know about some of them. I mean, where do you even start? But run through some of the highlights.
Well, we'll start at the very beginning then. How's that? The art installations are created by wonderful artists. One is an artist named Celia Ladon, who we've worked with before on festivals. And this time, she is somebody who works with natural elements. She works with,
Recycled materials,
plastics, cardboard, whatever she can find to create extraordinary installations. And so this time the challenge for her was to create a baobab tree, because we focused on trees also in the environment that are
Endangered.
Endangered. And so we asked her to do that, and she came up with an exquisite idea and began talking to our production people about it. And so they created the bones, so to speak, of the tree. And it sits in the skylight, not the skylight pavilion.
Welcome pavilion.
In the welcome pavilion. And it goes from the floor to the ceiling. And if you've ever been in the welcome pavilion, I guess you would know that that's about 12 feet or 14 feet high. And what she did was to use cardboard to create the trunk of the tree. And this cardboard came from, you know, the recycled bins of the Kennedy Center and also of George Washington University, because she was working with students and some of the faculty, some of the faculty there. And so you'll see that this, the entire bark of the tree is made of cardboard. And then for leaves, it's more impressionistic. And she's used this green, you've seen this green plastic to create the illusion of leaves. And it is just gorgeous. And there's a light inside so that at night it's lit. And it's just, it makes quite the impression. And it stands in front of a window. And out that window, you see a sculpture of a reindeer. And it's called Reindeer Wanting to Be a Tree. And the juxtaposition of these two sculptures, that one is made by a Korean artist, Mr. Moon. Jill, do you know his first name?
Byeongdo Moon.
Right. So, and it is out of steel. And it sits outside, but you can also view it from the inside. So those two pieces are just incredible and are really, you know, extraordinary statements.
I would recommend the indigenous benches of Brazil. This is the first time that we are showing this exhibit. And the exhibit has over 70 animal-inspired benches crafted by peoples from 41 ethnic groups across the Brazilian Amazon forest. They are striking, they are gorgeous. And we also will have throughout the 2 weeks one indigenous artist that left Brazil for the first time that is going to be in our Reach to Forest doing demonstrations of how to carve and how they create these benches. So this is a must-see. It's the first time that these benches are in the U.S., and they are gorgeous for all ages. There's nobody that entered that room that doesn't be amazed by the beauty and the skills that the indigenous people have. And there are videos, there are photos for people to learn their techniques. So this is another must-see. We have also...
Tell them about Edwin Fontanez.
Yes, Edwin Fontanez created the Illuminated Forest. So this is a gorgeous piece, all made by paper, cutting paper. And he created a whole white forest, a winter forest that is just magical. The people that has been seeing that, they some people were in tears for the beauty of the piece. So that's another must-see. That is placed in the close to the kids lounge, so you can enjoy this installation, but also can enjoy the books that are available in the reading lounge. There are installations by graffiti artists from the Amazon. There is installations by Roberto Favello with extraordinary paintings, and there is something really, really special. Is an exhibit celebrating the 90 years of Jane Goodall. She's turning 90, and the Jane Goodall Institute, they are very gracious, and they put together this exhibit just for the Kennedy Center, where you can see the timeline, her legacy, all the projects that she's still very active. So all the projects that she's still doing. And there's a special little mailbox where you can write a birthday card to Jane, and it will be delivered to her. But it's a very, very, very educative and very special. There is a touch screen with some programs and talking about all the projects that they have in terms of using satellites and how to track deforestation in the planet. But you can see also all the chimpanzees and all the research that she did that was so, and the all the work that discoverers and her dedication. So it's a very, very special exhibit to celebrate her 90 years old. So,
And you know, we've had many storms in this area over the last six or 9 months. So many trees were felled, and one of them was a tree in a forest in Montgomery County. And so the National Park Service commissioned an artist to carve this 300-year-old tree to make a bench of it. And it is just a beautiful, beautiful carving. And it's going to go into a forest in Montgomery County, into one of the parks. But we saw it in the newspaper that they were doing this, and we called and asked if it could come to the Kennedy Center first. So it does sit outside of the River Pavilion at the Kennedy Center. And people can come and sit and take photographs. And it's just a huge bench that is just beautifully, beautifully carved. Gilda, do you know the name of the artist?
Yeah, Colin Carvin. He is a special artist that use chainsaw, and he will be doing live demonstrations during the weekend. So people can see other works that he has been working on, and he will be creating one here. But it's a very special experience to sit in this bench, knowing there was a 300-year-old tree that has new life, right? New purpose. So, and it's very beautiful. So that is something that people must come and take a photo.
Absolutely. Well, that sort of segues into, I mean, you mentioned the chainsaw carving. Let's go into some of the activations real fast. I hear your phone alarms dinging, so I know you probably got to run. But just real quick, do you want to hit any of the, because you hit a lot of the art installments, but you want to go into any of the activations, the tree hunter, the chainsaw carving?
Yeah, something that is really, really special is going to be the tree hunters evening. So we're going to have tree hunters from Canada. And actually, there are 250,000 tree hunters across the globe. And these are very dedicated, very adventurous people. They go in very, very remote places looking for special trees, ancient trees, and what they want is to protect them. So they work with indigenous people. They do everything they can. Sometimes these trees are so big and it's so difficult to access them that what they do to photograph and to catalog them is just unbelievable. So we are lucky to have two of the 300s here with us, and there will be a presentation, but then there is a whole party. So everybody's invited. You can go in and out our auditorium with projections. You're going to be able to talk with them. We're going to have some special beer from Canada. So it's a whole evening, 3 hours, just with the opportunity to talk directly with these tree hunters. There are other tree hunters that are coming also for this party. So that is something really special, unique, that you must come and just mingle with other people that we don't even realize the work that they're doing to help to preserve trees and forests. The chainsaw demonstration, the indigenous benches to watch the demonstration that we're going to have for these indigenous that are coming from Brazil for the first time. The photos that you can, a lot of opportunities for photos, including with the Smokey the Bear that we also mentioned during the US Forest, craft activities that you can have. We have a moonshot studio that is also a studio dedicated for activities for families and kids. So there's a lot in terms of different activations that we're gonna have throughout the festivals, indoors and outdoors.
Wow. This is truly, just listening to you list them all, it's truly mind-boggling, all of the different activities going on. And we're barely scratching the surface. Like, I know there's a bunch of other sold-out things, like the tree talks and some of the film screenings that are mostly, I think, sold out. So I don't know if we need to go into all of them on here. But, you can see the whole list on the website. It's kennedy-center.org. Look for Reach to Forest. It's incredible. Bravo for you two to pull all this together. This is amazing.
Yeah, no, it's really incredible. And you guys, don't miss the chef, the culinary event. We're going to have special dinners at the restaurant. There's still a few tickets that you can buy, but in the restaurant, in the regular days, there will be this special menu dedicated to the Amazon. So even if you come to the restaurant, not just for a special dinner with the chef, you still have a chance to experiment the dishes from the Amazon. And also at the Reach, there will be days next week that you're going to be able to try. So either at the restaurant or at the Reach, you're going to have this very unique opportunity to try the culinary from the Amazon.
And I'll just tell you about this. This is something that is sold out, but it's so special and so in keeping with the theme of the festival, which is art and nature, respecting nature, the environment, that we, as one of the tree talks is with Barbara Kingsolver and Richard Powers. And they both do not fly anymore because of the environment and the carbon footprint. So they will be driving an electric car, I think from Kentucky or from some faraway place, to come and to participate in this tree talk for us. And it's been one of the very popular ones. There are others that people can attend, but that we have these two very special authors here with us is going to also make for an incredible experience for people coming to participate in the festival.
Wow. I mean, and that's a big commitment to them, for them to drive all the way for that talk.
Right.
Well, hey, yeah. It is amazing, all the stuff. And again, you can see it on the Kennedy Center website to see the full list. But we'll do our best to get the word out. And thank you so much for taking so much time. Again, everyone, it's Reach to Forest. It's going to be running now through March 3rd at the Reach there at the Kennedy Center. So thanks for doing this.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. Thanks again. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.